Welcome to each and every one of you. This is Robert Rogers. I am the founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. Parkinson's Recovery is dedicated to provide information, support, and resources to individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. We have been dedicated now for over a decade in search of therapies and treatments, most of them natural, that help people reverse the symptoms that are associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. My program today will be focused on reporting the results of my annual survey, which we just concluded today, which addresses the key question that I've been chasing after now for 12 marvelous years. The question is to provide evidence that bears on the belief that is promulgated out there extensively that Parkinson's is, quote, degenerative, quote, and, quote, progressive, which means that each and every year symptoms will get worse and worse and worse and worse. There is no hope. When I launched, when I created Parkinson's Recovery 12 years ago, I knew instinctively that had to be false. There's no way that everyone is going to get worse, and yet that's what they're told, especially when they have some kind of a formal diagnosis of Parkinson's disease or some other diagnosis connected with neurological challenges. I decided then that my mission in life right now is to shift that false belief. In other words, to transform the belief among a critical group of individuals who really realize, oh, wait a minute, not true. The truth is that healing is possible from the inside out. The truth of the matter is that there are more and more individuals out there who are finding ways to heal from the symptoms that they currently experience, that again are associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. The survey then that I just concluded basically has two very simple questions. The first question is the following. Since last Christmas, and that would be the year December 2016, have the symptoms that are associated with your Parkinson's disease been getting better, about the same, or worse? Now, let me just be very clear about what the expectation would be of the results if, in fact, the assertion that Parkinson's is degenerative is true. The results of my survey would show that each and every respondent who answered my survey would report that their symptoms are worse. We have 307 individuals who have reported the survey. Now, as a side note, I am a researcher. I have many, many academic publications. This is not a systematic kind of a study, and it's not intended to be that. This is not a random sample. Every respondent is anonymous, and so basically it's just a quick check about whether or not this assertion that Parkinson's is degenerative is in fact true or false. And my results show definitively that, well, wait a minute, 307 different individuals from countries across the globe have responded to my survey. And the results should show that 307 individuals have been worse over the previous year. Now, I use Christmas as a marker because if I ask just the general question, let's say in March, well, since a year ago, have you been better or worse or about the same? People can't track that. I know I can't, and I think 99% of individuals can't. But if we go back to a specific point in time and we have some memory of what we experienced, then yes, it's possible to track. All right. So as it turns out, the results do not, I repeat, do not affirm the false belief that Parkinson's is degenerative. If anything, it disputes that resoundingly. Now, of the 307 individuals, how many of my respondents reported that since last Christmas they were better? And again, if it is true that it's degenerative, that response should be zero. And instead, hold on to your seats, 56 individuals reported that they were better as compared to a year ago. 56 individuals. They're not the same. They are better. Now, that's a staggering response, a staggering response that clearly, in my mind, disputes the awful, the terrible, the damaging, the traumatic implication that Parkinson's is degenerative. It is not. All right, let's go to the second kind of a response, which is, well, my symptoms are about the same. Now, that obviously is very broad, and it may mean that some of them are a little bit better, some of them are maybe a little bit worse, or, you know, it's kind of hard to tell one way or another. And, of course, for some of the people who responded here, the truth is that if they had been tracking themselves systematically using, for example, our free Parkinson's recovery symptom tracker, they would probably realize that they are actually better. But they couldn't really say that since they hadn't been tracking. All right, how many of the 307 respondents reported they were about the same? 126 individuals reported that they were about the same. And then if we go to the worst, and again, that's supposed to be, the number should be 307, the number who reported that they had been worse since a year ago is 125. Now, what's the bottom line? Approximately 60% of my respondents reported that they were either better or about the same as compared to last year. 60%. Now, that's way over a majority. So I just want to definitively say, look, everybody, I know many of you who are listening to my program today and listening to the replay have this gnawing concern that maybe what they're thinking out there, what they're saying to you out there is true. Maybe that, gosh, you're going to be in a wheelchair in a few years. Maybe you're going to be in a nursing home, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to say, for many, many, many individuals, that's clearly not true. And that's what Parkinson's recovery is all about. We're all about supporting ways that you can find to essentially launch a successful journey down the road to recovery. Now, the second question that I ask in my survey was a question that asked, all right, what therapies have you found over the last year that are basically providing relief from your symptoms? I got some fascinating results to this question. And I must say that it has enlightened my understanding of what's really happening out there for those of you who are succeeding in your journey down the road to recovery. Now, what I want to do in being able to report these new results, this is January 2nd, so these are fresh, as you might say, is to report on three specific therapies that I was surprised with, and have a little discussion of those three therapies that were reported in the survey by individuals, by a number of people who said these are really helping. And then what I want to do is I'm going to literally read down the list of the therapies for each individual so that you can really get a flavor, you can get a sense of what people are doing that is helping reverse their symptoms. Some people gave me a pretty long list, other people gave me a very short list, and of course some people didn't provide any response at all. But I want to read each person's list. I have been saying now for a number of years that the combination of therapies that's going to be successful for you will be unique to you. So if you're thinking, all right, I'm going to go out to some website and this particular person who's got a lot of fancy degrees and wears a very fancy medical kind of an outfit is going to tell me what I need to do to get well. And, you know, they've got a program, so if I adopt that program, it's going to be bingo, I'm going to get well. What I'm saying to you is, well, there's a small chance that might succeed for you, but my research findings would lead me to conclude that Each individual has a set of circumstances that are very unique. Each individual has a set of causes for their symptoms that is very unique. And so the solutions are going to be unique to you. You really have to search out through your own soul searching, what is it that you need to do in order to get well? Now, let me move to my next agenda item, which is simply to have a brief discussion of these three therapies that, again, just really surprised me in terms of the number of people who gave reports that they were actually helping. And let me also say, for those of you who are connecting in live, on the teleseminar page, there's a little place over in the left part of the page where you can write in, here's what's helping me. I didn't get a chance to enter that in the survey, or I have a question about something that you said. And as I get through with my initial discussion, I'll be happy to read those particular inputs or questions and respond. So what are the three therapies? Well, I want to first list them, and then I want to have some brief discussion about each. The three therapies that were listed by a number of people that really, I have to say, surprised me, these are therapies that people are finding or helping them find relief from their symptoms, are the V-Lite light therapy, number one. Number two, a ketonic diet or ketone therapy. And number three, amino acid therapy. So first, let me speak to V-Lite light therapy. I first discovered something about this about 3.5 months ago. I got a random call, as I get from many people, one day, and this individual who lives in Central America said, have I heard about the photobiomodulation light therapy? My response was, no, I haven't. I thought I had heard about a lot of therapies for Parkinson's, but not that one. He said, well, it's brand new. He has Parkinson's, and he's part of a community of people who have Parkinson's. He's been using it, and his tremors are better. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, okay, I'm going to find out more about that. He gave me the website. I connected in. I emailed the company, and I convinced the inventor of this company to be a guest on my radio show. His name is Dr. Lou Lim. They're from Toronto, Canada. It was a wonderful, marvelous interview. I was very impressed by his presentation. Obviously, it's a new invention, and basically, it's a light therapy. Now, they call this the word photobiomodulation therapy. Now, that's a pretty fancy word. I'd never heard of it until about 3 or 4 months ago, but it's basically a light therapy. Now, this is a low-level therapy. It's a diffuse light therapy, and so I guess the V-Lite company checked out with the Federal Drug Administration to ensure that it was permissible to distribute in the United States and other countries as well. And apparently it's not considered a medical device, so that if it were a laser therapy, which is a directed light therapy, that it is considered a medical device, but this is not. So if it's not a laser therapy, how does the light really get through the skin and the bones and the muscles, especially if you're talking about the brain? Well, this inventor, I have to say, I think was very creative. He figured out that you could send the light through the nose. So there's a little clip that you can put on your nose and then a little kind of a helmet device that you put on your head. The light then basically transfers from the nose and up, it connects into the little elements up on the helmet, I guess. And it does some wonderful things for the brain, obviously. So listen to the interview with Dr. Lim if this calls out to you. Now, the reason I'm saying I was struck by this is a brand new therapy. And I had heard back from, I guess, about 6 or 7 individuals who apparently had purchased the therapy and began to use it, and they gave me positive reports. You have to continue to use it. It's somewhat like medicine, so you can't just use it for a few weeks and, you know, you're good to go, you're well. No, that's not it. It's more like medicine, so you have to continue to use it every day or every other day. It takes about 20 minutes treatment a day. But I was surprised by, first of all, that people just randomly had mentioned that it was helping them. And then the initial person who told me about the V-Lite light therapy actually had another contact with me about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he said that not only were his symptoms better, but the group of people that he has a support group down there that he facilitates, I guess they were all sharing his particular device. And many of them, if not all of them, were finding great relief. And I guess about six or seven of them had actually wound up purchasing the device, which is an indication to me that, yes, it seems to be something that really is helping people find relief from their symptoms. Now, why am I so enthusiastic about the light therapy? One of the big reasons is that I have had little to recommend individuals whose symptoms were far advanced, whose handicapped situation was pretty extreme, and so there was significant difficulty with communicating, with walking, with functioning, with eating, et cetera, et cetera. And so a lot of the kind of therapies that I've identified that help people require some state of functionality, and unfortunately, we haven't found much that really helps people who don't have that. And I did hear from one woman whose husband had been using it, who was very advanced in terms of his symptoms, and she said, "My God, he's better. I'm better. I'm happier." And I thought, wow, this is wonderful. So we have reports of, I think I randomly counted, I'm not sure my count is right, but of the people who reported therapies that were helping them, about six individuals. Now, that is in the survey. And I have to say, that's a shock to me. There are not that many people out there that have this device and who are actually using it. And so that's a pretty positive sign that this is something that at least is worth considering. Now, you can find out more information. I've basically, because we've gotten so many positive reports, I've had some collection of information about this device, and I've posted it on the Parkinson's Recovery blog. There's a link on this teleseminar page to that particular page on the blog, so it's easy to get to by clicking on that. For those of you that want to just know how to get to the Parkinson's Recovery blog, it's easy. You just go to the main website, which is parkinsonsrecovery.com, and you'll see links to all of the other websites that we maintain, and there's a link there to the blog, as well as the radio show and the other kinds of websites that we maintain. So that's the other way to get to the blog. So check it out. It's relatively expensive, which I felt like, wow, that is pretty high. I think they're charging like $1,749. Company gave my audience a 10% discount. I thought, oh, great. Well, that's encouraging news. So at least you get a little coupon that you can enter if you decide to get it. The other really staggering information for me when I did the interview was they said, well, we give people 6 months to try this out, and if it's not working as they had hoped, return the device for an 80% refund. I thought to myself, wow, that's wonderful. So the risk is minimal to actually try it out. If it doesn't work, obviously you can get most of your money back. So it's not risk-free. There is risk involved. There's not any real substantive evidence for Parkinson's that's been published, so we don't have really any firm, solid scientific studies that would report that this is going to help. So if you decide to pursue something like the photobiomodulation therapy from Beolite, know that it's really it's just that, it's a risk. And yet from what I have seen, from what I have heard from people and from what we see in this survey, it is helping people. So it's worth something that you could take seriously. All right, what's the second therapy that I was surprised by? And I really want to say I was surprised. Ketones, or a ketogenic diet. All right, so here's the bottom line with ketones. Most people realize that the brain is fed with sugar. That's basically how our brains stay alive. And so we eat carbs. Carbs are converted, the sugar in the carbs, to glucose, and then the glucose is sent to the brain and feeds the brain. Proteins do the same thing. So the body basically converts the proteins to glucose and sends it to the brain. Now, when we fast for anywhere from 12 to 14 hours, instead of relying on sugar in order to fuel the brain, there's a natural fuel for the brain that is known as ketones. They are made in the liver. Now, a number of people have discovered that if they fast, perhaps not every single day, but occasionally, at least once a week or twice a week, what they'll discover is that their body begins to make ketones and their brain is fed by the natural food of ketones, and they feel better. Now, what I do, I have to report to everyone as a matter of routine. I don't have Parkinson's symptoms, but I'm always working on my health, is that I'll oftentimes eat a relatively early meal in the evening, and then I do not eat anything until late morning, perhaps 10 or 11. And I basically quench my thirst with coffee, which is also part of a ketogenic diet. So I pretty much fast, not every day, but frequently, and I find that that really does make a huge difference to my own health. Now, I'm going to read the responses from the individuals who have reported, but diet clearly is a factor. Many people have reported that when they eliminate the bad foods that they know are contributing to neurological challenges, that they feel a great deal better. So you can rest assured, no matter what diet you pursue, that if it's a clean diet, you will feel better. It's clear from these results. But also, the number of people who reported a basically ketogenic diet was surprising to me. In other words, they're saying that that helps them find relief from their symptoms. So I think the ketogenic diet is something that's worth learning more about and taking more seriously. Now, I have a companion post about the ketogenic diet on the Parkinson's Recovery blog. It's posted on January the 2nd, the day before today, and you'll be able to read about that and also listen to an interview with Bill Curtis, a person who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, takes a number of Parkinson's medications, who has been doing beautifully using this ketogenic diet regimen. Explains exactly what he does and how he does it. Now, you can make ketones in a number of different ways. As I just mentioned, fasting is one of the natural ways, and of course, it's the least expensive, to be sure. You can also manufacture ketones by a high-fat diet. Bill, for some time, had a little cocktail that was prescribed by the research he was collaborating with Dr. Veach at NIH in Washington, D.C. And his little cocktail was comprised of coffee and, get this, whipped cream and butter and coconut oil. I mean, it was quite fatty in terms of the input that he had every morning. But that's what will essentially facilitate the production of ketones, is the body extracts the ketones from fatty foods and from our fat cells. Now, what you can also do to generate ketones is through the purchase of ketone salts. And you can get as much as 7.5 grams of ketones through just taking those salts. So there are a number of different ways to ingest ketones in the body. Now, the exciting revelation that I've got for everyone, and I really do mean exciting, is that I have followed the research at NIH by Dr. Veach now for a decade, and I have known for a number of years that Dr. Veach was frustrated because he figured if there was ever a way to manufacture ketones in the laboratory and make them available for commercial distribution, that it would have a huge impact on the health of many, many people who are currently in a state of illness. And so the reference here is for Parkinson's as well as many other diseases. His interest is also focused on Parkinson's as well. The problem has been that commercially, to produce 1 gram of the ketone ester previously cost $1,000. It was not feasible for anyone, even a millionaire, even a billionaire. For one day, for a person of my weight, it would take about 35 grams, give or take, for me to get the boost that I needed in ketones. Well, $35,000 a day? I mean, no way. So basically, no way, wasn't feasible, couldn't be done, and his research has been focused on figuring out a way to make that happen. Well, the most recent and fascinating development was he collaborated with a researcher at the University of Oxford in England, and together they worked on developing a commercial ketone ester. And actually, it was funded by a grant by the United States Army. They wanted to be able to have available food for soldiers who are stationed for extended periods in the battlefield and did not have access to food. Well, a result of that has been they actually invented and developed a way to produce this natural ketone ester in the lab at a cost of not $1,000 a gram, but $1 a gram. Okay, that's pretty gosh darn exciting. Now, the next part of my story that I want everybody to know about is that I announced this after my interview with Bill Curtis, which was about a month ago, and there was the availability to pre-order the ketone ester. It's brand new. Nobody's been able to actually purchase it. Now, Bill has been able to use it because he's collaborating with the researchers at NIH. But really, no one has been able to use the ester because it's now in commercial production. There's a number of different steps that have to be done to actually produce the ester. So pre-orders were being taken by the company in D.C., which is called Ketone Aid. Well, as it turns out, that closed just yesterday to be able to pre-order. Now, some of you listening may have already had an opportunity to pre-order some ester. It's supposed to be delivered in February or March, and then hopefully they'll continue to not only have a sustained production, but will increase the production capacity of their lab. Now, I have talked with Frank Losa from KetoneAid.com, and because they closed out the ability to pre-order, I said, okay, what's the deal? What do I tell my audience? And what he basically said was that if you email him, he will make pre-orders available to my audience. Now, the bottom line with the ester is, I suspect, and we don't have any research for this, folks, so again, this is one of those things that's an entire risk. We don't really know for sure, but boy, I think this might really make a difference. It certainly is what Bill is saying, if you listen to the interview with him. So we've got a research subject of one that reports that it makes a difference to him, and my guess is that it will help many others. I'm fascinating with this possibility because I think it might be something that will boost, again, people whose condition is pretty serious, who's basically become very handicapped in a lot of different ways. I think it may provide the boost that will allow you to really get your life back. So I'm enthusiastic about the ester. Again, obviously you can't do studies because the ester has not even been commercially produced yet. Now, if you go on to the Ketone Aid website, what you're going to see is the testimonials from athletes, professional athletes, most of them, some of them very famous people. Well, the study that they did basically confirmed that it gives athletes something like a 15% boost. So if you're a professional athlete, if you get a 50% boost, you're much more competitive than you were before. So that's what they've emphasized since they got some evidence to suggest that that helps. There's no evidence for people with Parkinson's, so there's no evidence, there's no assertion, nor should they be, that this would help people with Parkinson's. But I'm suspecting that this would, and it's something that could be considered. Now, it's still going to be expensive. As you can just imagine, okay, 35 grams, if that's what it takes. If you weigh 180 or 200 pounds, you're going to have to take more ester in order to be able to get the boost. It lasts about 5 or 6 hours. So you may be talking about anywhere from $35 to $50 or $60 a day. Well, that's also too much. But it may give people a boost that they need, again, to be able to get some energy back, to begin to exercise, to do some of the things that will really help them heal. And you can then use this certainly on an occasional basis to get the boost that's needed. Now, if you'd like to be able to order this, again, there's information on the Parkinson's Recovery blog that tells you what you need to do. There's no ordering mechanism on the blog. I mean, it doesn't say pre-order here, click, enter your credit card. There's nothing like that. But you can email Frank and explain that you've heard this program, you'd like to be able to pre-order. And while you're not into the first set or this first batch, you should be able to get into the second batch, which might mean that you'll be able to receive it in March or perhaps at the latest April. I think it's something to definitely consider. Let me move now to the third therapy that, again, I was surprised about. And that therapy is amino acid therapy. We've known about this for many, many years. We've had some considerable discussion about this, and we've certainly had people who've reported back that it's helped, and also people that have said it hasn't helped. Now, that's true for any therapy. I just want to emphasize, for anything that I've ever found, there tends to be people who find that it's very beneficial. Some people will report it helps some, and then there are some people that will sometimes say, well, I tried it, but it really didn't do me any good. So that's probably the case for amino acid. But boy, there's a number of people, as you're going to now hear as I begin to report results for each person, who said they were doing amino acid therapy and it was helping them get relief from their symptoms. Now, because of this encouraging report, what I'm going to do is air an interview with the person that I would consider to be the father of the originating idea. His name is Dr. Marty Hines, and he basically is now a doctor's doctor. He's the one who trains other doctors to essentially provide the amino acid therapy to their patients. Now, Dr. Hines is going to be a guest on my program Friday, noon Pacific time. And he will be answering a number of questions. And also, another doctor will be joining the program who I think has worked with a number of people with Parkinson's disease. So if you'd like to be able to explore or learn more about amino acid therapy, given the results of this survey, I now have that opportunity that will be available to you, which is coming up again Friday. That would be January the 5th, 2018, at 12 noon Pacific time. You can always get announcements of all of my free programs from the newsletter. So if you're not signed up for the newsletter, be sure to do so. You just have to put your first name and your email address, and we send out all of the announcements of the programs, the news, the developments, the interviews, the radio shows, the events, etc., that we do throughout the year. So be sure to get on the newsletter, and again, we'll make sure to send you that link to that interview that we will be conducting on Friday. So now I want to move to the third part of my program, which is to essentially spread over and read the responses from each individual that we have been able to get responses from. First thing I want to do, however, is to look to see if we have any questions that have been submitted, and the answer is no. I don't see anybody who's submitted any question or have any additional input to offer. So what I'm going to now do is literally read down this list, and so just settle back. What I'd like to ask you to do is, as you hear what each person reports is helping them get relief from their symptoms, you're going to find very different lists, and just ask yourself, when do you get a little surge of energy? When all of a sudden is your interest piqued into saying, boy, I think I ought to try to do that? Well, just make a note, maybe even jot down a note on a piece of paper so you don't forget it. Now, there's going to be a lot of different possibilities that you're going to hear as I begin to read this input. So just track yourself, and if you get inspired when you hear me report on any particular item, then again, be sure to note that for yourself. Your program will be unique, as I've said already, to yourself. First response from the United States, New York. What helps this person get relief from their symptoms? Walking. Eating more fats. Again, that's a ketogenic diet. Less carbs, more vegetables. United States, San Diego. Basil oil for muscle spasms in toes. United States, Corvallis. Dr. Dean's liquid minerals, especially magnesium. Once a week, Bowen and Pilates therapy, intranasal light therapy. Now, again, that's the one that I was telling you about earlier, photobiomodulation, the via light photobiomodulation therapy, move and stretch, prayer and meditation. My skin has gotten worse, waiting for zeolite to help me detox. United States Springfield just says about the same, but fast walk, 3/4 mile every other day. From Australia, Alexandria, red wine. United States, Lincoln, exercise, family support, healthy diet. United States, Savannah, physical therapy, cannabis / CBD oil, and one dose of carbidopa levodopa. United States, Missoula, big exercise, air dyne, inversion table, vibrator plate. United States, acupuncture, chiropractic. From Canada, Surrey, more cinnamon. From United States, Tucson, supplements such as glutathione, MAC, etc., and walking, but not a lot. From United States, Eagle Point, medications. From United States, Mesa, exercise. From United States, Waukegan, exercise supplements like curcumin. I didn't mention this at the outset, but exercise clearly is mentioned repeatedly, but we've known now for many years that exercise is a therapy that provides significant relief from symptoms. From United States, Richmond, Mecuna, neurotransmitter therapy. From United States, Baton Rouge, physical therapy twice a week for about 2 hours a day. United States, Rapid City, C-DOPA, LL-DOPA. From United States, Prescott Valley, drug-free Parkinson's recovery, some vitamins, RegActive detox, and liver health. Now, that one may sound not familiar to many of you. That was from an interview I did with the natural pharmacist Ross Pelton. There's information on the Parkinson's Recovery blog about RegActive detox. It not just detoxes, but it has something called ME3, which is a natural enzyme that allows the body to make glutathione naturally. United States, Pendleton, drinking Spark daily along with B vitamins. United States, Silver Springs, medicine, exercise, prayer. United Kingdom, March, amino acid therapy. And here's, again, Heinz protocol. That's the amino acid protocol. And once again, I will be interviewing Dr. Heinz on the radio show Friday, January the 5th at noon on Pacific time. New Caledonia, L-DOPA and NeuroPatch, partial relief only. Canada, London, corrective chiropractic work, supplementation, herbs, exercises, ketogenic diet, meditation, attitude, prayer. From the Czech Republic, homeopathy, traditional Chinese medicine. From Canada, Chatham, exercise, bike, play bridge 2 or 3 times a week. From India, Noida, a diet high fat, again, that's a ketogenic diet, exercise, and aloe vera. United Kingdom, Lincoln, found your book about such therapies very comforting. Well, that's wonderful to hear. Thank you. From United States, Lock Haven, Aquas, RSB, Weights, Balata, B-A-L-A-T-A. I don't know what that is. Send me an email so I can learn more about it. The Aquas are something recommended by John Coleman. That's a homeopathic remedy. United Kingdom, from Ellie, physical therapy. From United States, it just says meds. From Australia, my own processes daily, consistently, wholeheartedly, 1.5 hours exercise every day. Meditation, use of mindfulness techniques, and ongoing development and daily use of protocols. And this person also says, I am creator and founding of the Parkinson's Heroes Cafe. Next one is from Canada, Montreal, but nothing specifically mentioned. From United States, Juneau in Alaska, intense exercise, brisk walking, stretching. From Canada in Waterloo, levodopa, rock, steady boxing. From Venezuela, Makuna. From India, Mumbai, homeopathy. From United States in Kingston, it just says nay, so I guess there was nothing is what that means. Obviously, some people did not have anything to report because they're still struggling to find therapies that basically help them. United States, Hicksville, neurointegration, acupuncture, chiropractic. From United States and Berkeley, staying active, Pilates, maybe not as I have a scheduled session, but every other week. Japan and Tokyo, Makuna. United States, Staunton, BX protocol, rock, steady, boxing. United States, Isle of Palms, massage, exercise, yoga. United States, Tallahassee, curcumin and triking 5 miles a day. United States, Washington, intense exercise, qigong, meditation, healthful diet. United States, Jonesboro, eating thiamine-rich nuts, homemade fava L-DOPA tincture. Now, that comes from Aunt Bean. We have a whole website with her recipes and her inputs on how to make the natural fava L-DOPA tincture, and that website is favabeans.parkinsonsrecovery.com. And they continue then, papaya and all organic foods, gluten-free, sugar-free diet. United States, from Stowe, brain games. United Kingdom, from Market Raisin, Pilates and walking. From United States, Bloomington, CBD oil. From United States, Sela, exercise bike, 50 minutes, 4 times a week. From France, medication, sports, kinesiology. United States, Clarkston, steam, sauna, swim, aerobics. From Ireland, Dublin, exercises. From United States, Manchester, CBD and exercise. From United States, Charlotte, North Carolina, carbidopa XKPA. Not sure what that is. Germany, Matapar coconut oil, movement NADH CoQ10. There's a wonderful resource of CoQ10 that I just discovered several months ago from Pharmanoid. If you're interested in knowing more about their research and their absorption rate, be sure to let me know. I've got a whole set of information about my interview with them. From Canada, Hamilton, medications and laughter. United States, Easton, spearheaded therapy, physical therapy. From United States, Natick, Ritory. From United States, Santa Barbara, walking 2 miles per day. From United States, Tacoma, aquas, or the aqua hydration formula, and exercising. From Australia, homeopathy. From United States, Baton Rouge, physical and occupational therapies 3 times a week. from the United States, New York. Exercise, Tai Chi, LSVT, big. United States, Cincinnati, McCuna. United States, Granite Bay, Amanda team. From United States, Columbus, I just lift weights. United States, Utica, nutrition. United States, Portland, Howard Schiffke, and decreasing carbidopa, levodopa has decreased dyskinesia. United States, weight lifting. United States, Glasgow, walking, yoga, diet. From United States, Santa Rosa, living my life as I didn't have Parkinson's. From Australia, Marylands, meditation. From Spain, Santa Arsula, mucuna purians. From United States, Laurel, qigong. From United States, exercise, prayer. From Australia, exercise, photobiomodulation glasses. Make my own concoction of turmeric, coconut oil, and black pepper. Again, coconut oil is that ketogenic approach. United Kingdom, Eve Shrum, meditation. United States, Woodbridge, carbidopa, levodopa. United States, Portland, exercise, high fat and vegetable diet. Again, that's the ketone diet. CoQ10, turmeric, fish oil, vitamin D, B complex, rasagaline, artane, propanol. United States, Tyler, staying active, yoga 2 times a week. From United States, Booner's Ferry, sentiment. From Australia, aquas, exercise, meditation, diet, prayer, Bowen therapy, TCM. Not sure what that is, TCM. Australia, meditation and diet. United States, Pickney, DBS. From Australia, Velvet Bean. Now that's fava beans. United States, Walnut Creek. And hoping sound therapy will help. I am working on participating with a trained technician. United States, Daventry, exercise. United States, Chicago, ketosis, some fats, and coffee. From Singapore, exercises. United States, Carlsbad, cinnamon, but not as effective as a year ago. Australia, aqua hydration therapy. Again, that's the aquas again. And clinical Pilates twice weekly. Keep active. No alcoholic beverages. Up to 2 liters of water daily. From Pakistan, DBS. From France, DBS, levodopa, apomorphine. From India, Ayurvedic exercises. From Norway, CBD oil. From India, I am taking allopathic medicine and also homeopathy for my symptoms. From United States, Pearland, yoga and biking. From Bosnia, Matapar levodopa. From Ireland, Stalivo and mindfulness. We have a whole bunch of mindfulness books that I've written because we know that when you're more mindful, that you're less stressed, and when you're less stressed, the symptoms are far, far better. From Israel, Tel Aviv, exercise. United States, Bangor, diet, exercise, meditation, cannabis oil. From United States, Jenison, relaxing and meditation. From South Africa, requip and exercise. From Germany, reduce of synthetic dopamine, cognitive restructuring behavioral therapy. From United States, Albuquerque, detox, LDN, that stands for low-dose naltrexone, levodopa, massage, medical marijuana. From United States, Scottsville, amino acids with macuna. From United States, Reno, only real change is that my carb-a-dopa, levodopa doesn't last as long. So I take macuna purines dosage in between my regular medicine. I was also having trouble sleeping, but changed to time-release carbidopa, levodopa at night, and now sleep most of the time. From United States, Norfolk, Virginia, mindfulness, carbidopa, levodopa, antidepressant. From India, allopathic medicine and some exercises. From United States, Burke, exercise and walking. The United States, Morristown, exercise. You notice exercise is probably the top therapy that helps the most people, but again, we've known that for many, many years. From Poland, Warsaw, keep optimistic and at work. Yoga exercises, small trips to unknown destinations. That's an interesting way that people are finding to get relief. Don't even know where you're going. So that really makes new neural networks, to be sure. And then also a healthy food intake. From the United States, Phoenix, exercise, walking. United States, Placerville, slow mag, I think that must be magnesium, and being careful among my surroundings. United States, from San Diego, meds, exercise, positive attitude. From United States, Columbus, medication. From United States, Greensboro, power plate. And that basically is the word for a whole body vibrator. From Seattle, amino acid therapy. From New York, Chi happiness. That's York, not New York. From United States, Houston, physical therapy. From United States, Avondale, physical working. From Sweden, physical training, supplements, detox, yoga nidra, N-I-D-R-A. From Chile, 200 milligrams of levodopa 4 times a day. From New Zealand, walking. From United States, Eureka, photobiomodulation therapy. From United States, Kansas City, high number of sustained repetitions per minute on my spin bike and aggressive weight lifting, and finally, speed walking. United States, Seattle, keeping active. From United States, Lemoore, Rife machine, R-I-F-E, machine, exercise, L-DOPA. Rife is a researcher from the 1930s who basically developed a rather fascinating technology using sound therapies. United States, Atlantic Beach, drugs. From Australia, Brisbane, Matapar Akintan. From Hong Kong, nutrition, both good food and supplements, exercise, socializing, osteopathy. From United States, Florence, cold lasers, magna charge, vibrational therapy. From United States, Baton Rouge, physical therapy. United States, Visalia, levodopa, carbidopa. From New Zealand, diet. From Australia, Sydney, no meds. Did Howard's, I think that must be Howard Schiffke's recipe, and doing Bianca's WHQ. That's Bianca Mole. Both Bianca and Howard are persons who've been guests on my radio show, had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and found ways to reverse their symptoms. Wonderful interviews with each individual. From United States, Fort Wayne, Rock Steady Boxing Program. From United States, Santa Rosa, exercise, good quality sleep using medical marijuana, healthier diet. From Leo Peoples, from Vientine, levodopa. From United States, Ocean Springs, vestibular stabilization. From United Kingdom, none so far, but we haven't given up. It's the early days yet. From United Kingdom, smoothies and exercise. From Australia, Melbourne, meditation, qigong, Pilates, supplements, diet. Again, here it is again, light therapy, or that photobiomodulation therapy, NAET, allergy elimination. John Coleman Naturopath. John Coleman is from Melbourne in Australia, and he's one of the first persons that I was able to document who fully reversed all of the symptoms that he associated, he was contracted with in the mid-1990s. He now helps other people reverse their symptoms using the approaches he found were successful. From Australia, Wembley, mucuna purines, meditation, exercise, and here it is again, mindfulness. Research clearly shows that that makes a big difference. United Kingdom, CBD oil, turmeric. From Denmark, workout, CBD oil, one thigh can. I was getting better, but I had a Salmonella infection, which made things worse. Boy, that sure will set you back. From the Netherlands, bioresonate, that's bioresonante, qi ning qi kong, yoga, meditation, walking. From India, sindapa plus, it must be a medication. As you can tell, my pronunciation of the medications is not the best. Sindapa plus. And United Kingdom, reflexology, homeopathy, nutrition, yoga. From United Kingdom, Ayurveda. From United States, Reiteri. From United States, cinnamon and exercise. From United States, Chattanooga, trying all natural route. Anxiety gave me a tremendous setback, as will happen for all of us. United Kingdom, Windsor, stopped all medication. United States, Ottawa, LSVT, big program, riding a stationary bike. United States, Cincinnati, exercising and music. United States, Miami, quitting all sugars, quitting all grain, quitting all dairy except organic field life eggs about one every few days. Canada, Winnipeg, massage and acupuncture. Canada, Evesham, massage, riding horses, exercise. From Canada, Montreal, no gluten, no dairy, and exercises 3 times a week. From United Kingdom, Wakefield, massage, reflexology, exercise. From United States, Norristown, ND and supplements. I think that means naturopath, doctor, and supplements. From United States, Cottonwood, DBS surgery. United States, Alpharetta, just taking meds and eating healthier. From United Kingdom, Bournemouth, Reiki, acupuncture, and herbs. United States, St. Petersburg, exercise, eating healthier foods. United Kingdom, dopamine, exercise gym, neurological physiology, massage. From the United States, CADA, Katie, yoga, neuromuscular release therapy, that's neuromuscular release therapy, and amino acid therapy. From the United States, physical therapy. From the United States, San Francisco, Qigong. From the United States, Florence, glutathione, vitamins, and minerals. From Canada, in Calgary, Cinnamon, supplements from the naturopath. From Australia, Adelaide, exercise, good diet. There it is again. We keep saying diet and exercise as being key for just so many individuals. United States, Nevada City. Frankly, I've been trying to finish writing a book and so have been neglecting my health. I hope to do better in 2018. I would love to get some relief from symptoms and make it so for you. United States, San Francisco. Exercise with personal trainer, walking, qigong, cranial sacral work, body work, acupuncture, breathing, the BIG or big exercise. From Australia, cranial sacral exercise nutrition. From the United States in Houston, just a bunch of pills since October 2017. United States, stem cells, hemp, no prescription medications. From United States, spring, valerian root hops, sleep aid, relieves my tremors all night, along with Tai Chi. So that's valerian. I interviewed a herbalist one time that did recommend valerian for the tremors. That's V-A-L-E-R-I-A-N. From United States, Philadelphia, cinnamon and exercise. From United States, Boone, anti-candida diet, qigong, and yoga. From United States, Thomasville, levodopa. From United States, Goldendale, amino acids, ketones, and WALS. WALS, W-H-L-S, that's the WALS diet. I interviewed Dr. Terry Walls on the radio show about 4 years ago. From the United States, Claremont, essential oils, coconut oil, again, that's the ketone approach, good fruit and veggies, supplements. From the United States, Chapel Hill, regular exercise, 8+ hours of sleep and clean diet help a bit. From United States, I wish I could have answered question one a little differently. Some things are better and a few are worse. And I think that's probably true for a lot of people, but there we have an actual statement that for them, that's what they knew was the case. They continue, balance and energy level, being able to move more quickly, it's much better. Well, that's good news. And I would give credit to the amino acid protocol that I am following. So there's the amino acid protocol report once again. From the United States, Carrollton, boxing, stress reduction. From Canada, Vancouver, NeuroFit Physiology, VIP nasal spray for mold illness. Boxing and dance for Parkinson's, neurooptometry rehabilitation. Neurooptometry is one approach for helping regain balance and mobility. Antibiotics for Lyme co-infection. Wisdom Healing Qigong, 2 weeks retreat, and online courses. From the United States, St. Petersburg, Mucuna powder and small dose of cinnamon. From United States, Miami, brain retraining. From Iceland, Klein, meditation. From France, Aubai, physio chatou, siestas, tricycling, acupuncture from the United States. Here it is again, the Hines protocol. That's the amino acid protocol. This is the Dr. Marty Hines that I will be interviewing Friday on the radio show. From the United Kingdom, Manchester, Qigong and Tai Chi. From the United States, Fairbanks, targeted amino acid therapy. Once again, from the United States, Dunn, diet and exercise. From the United States, Huntington Beach. Actually, just says yes, so we don't have any specific report there. United States, Santee, Azelect, Carbidopa, Levodopa. United States, Murfreesboro, Lion's Mane, Mushroom Extract. From Canada, Vancouver, Meditation, Mindfulness, Improved Diet. From the United States, Grand View, the LOUD program. South Africa, Levodopa tablets. From United States, San Francisco, Amanda Dean. From Canada, Montreal, Qigong, practices to use my mind to heal the body, changing subconscious thoughts and other methods. Went off sentiment and using natural supplements under the guidance of an integrative neurologist. United States, Manchester, trying out Qigong. In Canada, in Parksville, Sentiment, L.A., and Maripax. From United States, Broomfield, medications, physical therapy, acupuncture, meditation, exercise. From United Kingdom, Aldershot, meditation and high-intensity exercises, and Pilates and daily yoga. Again, I'll just stop, and you'll notice a number of reports of some kind of activity is helping people. United States, Frederick, symptoms stopped worsening while following Dr. Terry Weil's diet. We're getting worse before I started that and flare up when I deviate from it. United Kingdom, Leamington, exercise and Macuna. United States, Sellersville, acupuncture protocol including tyrosine, cysteine, Macuna powder, and other supplements. From the United States, Lorraine, water therapy, supplements, and these include coconut oil, B complex, magnesium, vitamin D3, and essential oils. United States, Boise, low dose naltrexone or LDN 5 milliliters. United States, Glen Cove, exercise. United States, Fort Lauderdale, diet, Macuna. United States, Phoenix, DBS surgery. United Kingdom, Bedford, Repenex. From Canada, Peterborough, dowsing, muscle testing, EMF protection. That's electromagnetic field protection. From United States, Haven, Razogaline, Carbidopa, Levodopa. United Kingdom, from Maxleville, Field, cycling. From United States, Burke, vitamin B12 and vitamin D3. From United States, Central Point, clinical glutathione and Macuna Dopa. United States, Bells, Tai Chi. From United States, fava beans and tincture extract, papaya, nuts, organic veggies, exercise, music. From Portland in the United States, carbidopa, levodopa, amantadine. From United States, Fayetteville, cinnamon. From United States, Chapman, deep water walking. From United States, Sacramento, faith in God, exercise including rope jumping. From Canada, Burlington, essential oils. United States, Estes Park, the Vealite. Again, here's another, it's so surprising because it's such a new invention. the Veolite, medical cannabis, exercise, and taking control of my healing. From United States, Los Angeles, CBD oil, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. From Mexico, therapeutic supplement program with ISM Clinic, and that's again another amino acid therapy, and they have an address here that I can report to you if you want to see more about this therapy. It's www.aminomics.com. Aminomics, A-M-I-N-O-M-I-C-S. And we'll be talking to Dr. Marty Hines about amino acid therapy. That clinic also does, I think, something similar from what I could see in my review of their website. From United States, Chicago, carbidopa levodopa with DBS surgery. From United States, Bernardino, carbidopa. From United States, Stewart, gluten-free diet. Working with a nutritionist and chiropractor. United States, Brookline, levodopa, Pharmanoid CoQ10. Now, that's the one that we just discovered has such a wonderful absorption rate. It's called Pharmanoid. We've got a post about Pharmanoid, I believe, on the Parkinson's Recovery blog. If you need to know the connection, just email me. Swimming, Tai Chi, yoga. United States, Niagara Falls, exercise. From United States and Baltimore, massage, exercise, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. From Canada in Sydney, fetal stem cells. From United States, Parlin, exercise. From India, Ayurveda in India. From United States, not applicable, so we didn't get any report from them. From Australia, Wiley Park, exercise, smaller meals, lots of fluids. From the Philippines, I ate raw, slightly cooked veggies, also yogurt, Yakult, Y-A-K-U-L-T, and regular exercises, and I take levodopa, carbidopa, 250 milligrams, 25 milligrams every 4 to 6 hours. Depends on how my tremor starts to flare up. But when it was not, I'm able to eat all of that. I've said my symptoms seem to, they didn't quite let me know whether it's improved or got worse. So we didn't quite have enough room to get their full report. From Romania, from Bucharest, what helps them is John Coleman. Again, he has some books, Stop Parking and Start Living, and he has some recommendations that this person in Romania is following. United States in Houston, stopped taking tramadol. It was or is pernicious. Swallow problems forced a peg tube, but since then I gained back 20 pounds. Well, congratulations. Not exercising as much, but restarted outpatient physical therapy. Speech therapy helped as well. United Kingdom, various exercises, trying to stay mentally strong, medication, cranial sacral massages, Brennan therapy. You can get a listing of Brennan therapists, people who have graduated from their four-year, very extensive training program from the Brennan website. And that website is barbarabrennan.com, barbara.com. And you'll see it says practitioners. Click there. There are practitioners all over the world. So I think some of you won't recognize what Brennan therapists are. So go to the website and you can learn more if you're so called to do so. It also then adds neurophysiology. United States, Walnut Creek, LDN, low-dose naltrexone, and medical marijuana. From United States, Plano, massage, music, healthy foods such as avocado, kale, onion, chili pepper, apple, orange, banana, chicken and vegetable soup, potato peel, celery, empty water. GATPR-AID, I'm not sure what exactly that stands for. Pickle juice, peace and quiet, good advance planning, which others have told me helps. So instead of rushing through, you give yourself plenty of time. Carry through in advance, muscular relaxation meds. From Australia, Asalect Matipar complementary therapy. From the United States, Huntington Beach, Qigong. From the United States, Wynwood, functional MRF, exercise, chiropractic, and diet. From the United States, Milford, exercise, yoga, boxing, medication. From the United States, Lincolntown, medication, exercise, LSVT, big and loud. From the United States, Sandy, ASEA, and hemp oil. From the United States, Berkeley, exercise, Rytary added to the usual sentiment, Artane for sleep, Lunesta, lowest dose. United States, Silver Spring, emotional work. From Australia, Bowen therapy. From United States, Shawnee, carbidopa, levodopa. From Canada, dance, exercise, singing, drumming. United States, Houston, consistent physical workouts. Veal light photobiomodulation. Again, there it is again. Surprise, surprise. Holosync audio therapies. Sleep enhancement supplements. From the United States, Columbia City, Thai massage, swimming, clean whole foods diet. From the United States, Altadena, exercise, reflexology, daily walking. We're about done here. From United States, Folsom, here it is again, light therapy. From United States, Albuquerque, levodopa. From United States, Azalect and NeuroProPatch, treadmill and walking. From United States, Columbus, amino acid therapy combined with Mucuna purines. From United Kingdom, Newcastle, exercise and diet. From United States, Irvington, Tai Chi, cinnamon. From Spain, in Madrid, cinnamon, Razzolagine, and Rotogeneva. I believe those are all medications. United States, Phoenix, acupuncture. Canada, levodopa, vitamins, exercise, and walking. And that's it, folks. We've finally gotten to the end of reports of what people are saying has been helping them get relief from their symptoms. I'm going to check into my questions here and see if we've got anybody who submitted any questions. It looks like I do not. Now, I do have one little invitation for you, and that is I have the free little booklet that I wrote up about the two most recent therapies that we've discovered seem to be really providing significant relief to people. And that's the ketone therapy with a much more elaborate explanation of what that is, why it works, and how you can facilitate the production of natural ketones in your body. And then also in this little booklet I wrote up just the last several weeks, also an explanation of the light therapy, of the photobiomodulation therapy. Both of these, I think, are relatively new to most people, so I thought that would be useful. So if you'd like to receive the free little booklet that I wrote, I'm happy to distribute it. Just send me an email, and I'll happy to send it along as an attachment. The PDF is an attachment. And my email is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at parkinsonsrecovery.com. If you've got any questions about any of the therapies that were listed, I know about most of them. I've interviewed a lot of the people who've discussed them on the radio show. I'll be happy to refer you so that you can get additional information if you have trouble unearthing the information you need to take positive action. The bottom line of my program today is to emphasize over and over and over now, once again, the fact that there are many people who are finding ways to get relief from their symptoms. And yes, there are some of you who are not. And so if that happens to be your case, as you've listened to the many ways that people are finding or making a big difference in their lives, how about choosing one or several of these ways and see if, in fact, this cannot happen for you too, so that when I go out for my survey next year, 1 year from now, you'll be one of the entries that will report that, yes, indeed, you are one of the many other individuals that, in fact, are finding you are getting relief from the symptoms that you currently experience. I think it's devastating when people hold the belief that they're going to continue to get worse, because if you hold that belief, it will happen. You will, in fact, get worse. I mean, beliefs are clearly everything. And so holding the true belief that there are many people out there that are getting ways to get relief from their symptoms, that's, I think, the way that you will find will encourage an ability to return to full health and wellness. We have radio shows that we've aired for the last 10 years that are all posted and are available for replay. All of those are free. 70 individuals I have interviewed with Parkinson's symptoms that report how they have been able to reverse their symptoms. So if you have any doubt, you can listen to my reports as a researcher, but listen to the people who have their real story so that you can get motivated to realize that there are answers out there for you. There's no simple set of answers because your situation will be unique to you, but what I'm suggesting is launch the intention to find answers, and I think you'll find that your situation will improve day in by day out. So that by virtue of the fact you've connected into this program today to learn more about what people are doing to get relief from the symptoms associated with their diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, that you too are indeed are on the road to recovery. Believe it, and in fact, it will happen.